This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Grandparents are BS. Mm. I say that lovingly and jokingly, of course. But you ever notice, if you're a parent, your parents would never have let you do certain things. Never, ever in their life.
Right.
But all of a sudden, they're watching your kids and all bets are off.
Yeah, there's no rules.
There's no rules.
Yeah.
My dad was a strict Italian father.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mean strict in every sense.
Right.
I'll never forget the first time I walked into their house to pick up my daughter, my older daughter at the time, and he was on his hands and knees playing horsey with her. She was on his back, and he was the horse, and they were playing horsey. And I was like, who is this man?
Right.
And what have you done with my father?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what grandkids can do to their grandparents.
I mean, they'll open up the wallet. They'll take them on trips. They'll feed them whatever they want. They'll do crazy things.
Please. My mom will give my children chocolate cake for breakfast. Like, it is no problem whatsoever.
Right.
She said to me the other day, Anna, I don't know why you complain that you can't get the baby to eat fruits in the morning. I gave her fruit this morning. She had no problem. I go, you did? She ate it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to put the chocolate fudge on the side. So she has the strawberry to dip inside of it.
Right, of course.
Oh, that's it. And this past weekend, this was the thing that put me over the edge that brings this up, is that my parents own restaurants, and I was never allowed to work in the restaurants until I became a teenager.
Right.
This past weekend, my five-year-old, her job at Nono's restaurant was to deliver bread to all the tables.
Wow.
And he overpaid her.
Oh, my. Well, of course.
All she had to do was bring a basket of bread to the table. I would have done anything when I was a kid to bring a basket of bread to the table.
I mean, how many times does the bread make it to the table without actually being eaten, though? A little bit, right? That would be difficult for me at five. That'd be difficult for me at 25. So at five, that'd be very tough.
1-800-330-9999. What do your parents let your kids do that they would never have let you do? Donna.
Well, I had my two granddaughters here when they were very little,
mm-hmm.
and I have a pass-through from my kitchen to the den. So they wanted to talk to me while I was cooking, and I said, that's fine, but it don't come in the kitchen. I said, take off your shoes, stand on the couch, and you can talk to me through there. Mm-hmm. Well, my daughter came to pick them up, and she had a hissy fit. You would have never, ever, ever let us stand on furniture, even
right.
without shoes, and what are you doing?
Right, even like, if the floor was lava right now, you wouldn't let your grown daughter stand on the couch.
No.
You'd be like, what are you, crazy?
She'd go
Who
right in the
you?
Lava.
It'll
just take her right down.
Exactly.
Bye.
Yeah.
Right.
Another time we had a flower fight in the kitchen, and my daughter was like, you did? I said, no.
A flower fight?
Them.
Oh,
you
my God.
Flower at each other?
Time to clean it up.
Oh, my gosh.
We were throwing flowers. We were baking. And so she came in here, and the kitchen was just white everywhere. And I said, no, I explained to her, only at Grandma's house. Mommy doesn't have time to clean all this up, you know?
Wow.
I told you, grandparents are BS.
Yeah, they'll do whatever they want. They'll do whatever they want.
Dominique, how about you?
Sending my kids money all the time. I'm like, dang, I didn't get an allowance. I didn't get a phone until I was able to pay for it myself. And then every time I look up, you're cash apping them some more money.
It's true. I don't want to give my kid any money. But I'll give my grandson anything he wants. Good thing he's only 4 months old.
I mean, my kids see my mom all the time. They each come home with a folded 20 every single time.
It's wild, right? Where's your mom getting this money, right? It's crazy. She's just handing out money.
I'm like, Hayden is fine. She's 15. Dakota is 5. Stop giving her cash in her hand.
She's just dropping it.
She just leaves it around.
Right.
I find it hidden in her Play-Doh like drawer. I'm like, these are $20 bills.
Inside the Play-Doh would be even better. Right. It's amazing.
On the floor, walking in the kitchen. What's this 20 doing down here?
Stuck to the dog.
All right. Grandparents are BS. What do your parents let your kids do that they never would have let you do? 1-800-330-9999. Grandparents are BS. We're kidding, of course. Grandparents are the best. But you ever feel like it's unfair? Because things that your parents never would have let you do when you were young, all of a sudden with your kids, all bets are off,
yeah,
right?
Fair does not come into the equation.
1-800-330-9999. What do your parents let your kids do that they never would have let you do? Aracelis.
So my parents, they let my kids stay home from school or pick them up early.
Wow. Oh, that's a big one.
Can you imagine?
That is a big one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anna has never missed a day in her life for anything, just so you're aware.
Yes, I know. I feel it because when I was in school, we had to go either in pajamas or no brush teeth, go in there sick, boogers coming out of our noses. There was no excuses. You had to go to school.
Now the baby doesn't feel good. Forget it. No, we're fine. We're staying home. We're watching television. Oh, my gosh.
She's tired, Anna. Anna, she's tired. Let her stay home and relax. What are you talking about?
Right. This is life. All right? There's no freebies here.
Yes.
All right, Ron, grandparents are BS. What did they do for your kids that they would never have done for you?
Honestly, just being there. Like, my parents split when I was a kid, and my dad moved to a different state. So I didn't see him for years and years and years. And it wasn't until, you know, I got older and had my own kids, and, you know, I managed to guilt him into moving back. And I was like, hey, you weren't there for me growing up, but at least you could be there for your grandkids. And that was evidently enough. So, you know, on one hand, I'm thankful that he's around for them, but he wasn't there for me when I needed it.
It's really sad. I didn't know this was going to turn into that kind of session.
Well, you know, though, to be real, right? It's good to embrace those, and it's good to tell him that, too.
It's also nice that he's there for your child. I feel like ultimately that's what you remember and it's important.
Yeah, but the thing is sometimes this happens with older guys, and I'm just going to say guys because we tend to do it more. We think that we can start today, and as long as we're doing good today and we're doing good from now on, we don't have to acknowledge or apologize for the things that we did years ago. And hearing somebody say, I'm sorry, I didn't realize this did this to you or whatever, it goes a really long way. So, you know, if you haven't said those things directly to your father, you should. And that would give him an opportunity to do it. If you have and he hasn't said those things back, maybe you should say, hey, Dad, it would be helpful if you said this for me. Because I bet you he doesn't even realize. He could do it. He's capable of doing it.
Yeah, you're right.
Omar, grandparents are BS. What did they do for your kids that they never would have done for you?
Feed them sweets.
I was waiting for this one. It was only a matter of time.
I mean, listen, my parents didn't give me anything sweet growing up. I remember. I felt like they did, though, for my younger siblings, right? Even by the time, like, my younger brother was born. My sister, a little bit, right? But when by the time the third one, my younger brother was there, oh, Hostess cakes, Twinkies, all that stuff in the cabinets.
My mom has a chocolate drawer. It is called the chocolate drawer.
Wow.
Where she keeps all the different kinds of chocolates for all the grandkids, all the like their favorites.
That sounds
and
glorious.
They have purposely put, my mom, the chocolate drawer low enough so that they can go help themselves whenever
they want.
Including my 2-year-old niece.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Who just will sit there until she throws up.
Empty the entire drawer.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Nope, that's what Nona does. These are the rules at Nona's house. There's a chocolate drawer. You eat whatever you want.
Hey, Haley, grandparents are BS. What's the thing they do for your kids they would never do for you?
Well, apparently they do have McDonald's money now.
Oh.
It is so crazy.
Yeah.
All the times that I asked for McDonald's growing up, apparently, we had McDonald's at home, or there was no McDonald's money. But now, maybe 4 times a week we can get McDonald's with our children.